Today is Monday, November the 12th, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Psalm 104, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You know what holiday is just next week, don't you? That's right, Thanksgiving is next week. But listen to this. Have you ever heard the phrase, familiarity breeds contempt? It means that we can become so used to something that because of its familiarity, we lose respect for it. This happens in our relationships, in marriages. The girlfriend who always seemed to be so full of life and who became the blushing bride who was radiant and white and who was so full of adventure on the honeymoon, well, after 5 years looks, well, normal, familiar, in her sweatpants and sweatshirt sitting on the couch on a Friday night. The boyfriend who opened your door and always smelled so nice and showered you with gifts for every occasion became the dashing groom who whisked you away on a romantic getaway, became the man who doesn't care too much about the way he smells and thinks that since you have automatic locks on the door, he doesn't even have to open the door anymore. It just happens. And if we're not careful, if we're not intentional on reminding ourselves of the luster that is there underneath the familiar, we will minimize its importance. Do you know that this can happen in our relationship with God? We sing a song that says that there are 10,000 reasons to bless the Lord. But could we name 50? We can become so familiar with bumping into the blessings of God that He actually becomes small in our minds because we begin to think that those blessings are really earned or deserved by us. And that may be one of the greatest tragedies of modern-day Christianity, that we think small thoughts about God and who He is and the blessings He gives. So as we move into a season of Thanksgiving, I want us to look at Psalm 104 that speaks to this very issue. Did you notice to whom the psalm writer is speaking? He's speaking to himself. The psalm writer is stirring up his own soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He's talking to himself, rather preaching to himself. He's commanding his heart to look up and to look around and take stock of the mighty, unfathomable God that creates all that you see. And perhaps you need to take a page out of the psalm writer's hymn book and preach to yourself. The psalm right before this one says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Listen, you don't have to wait until next week to be thankful. In fact, if your heart's going to find 10,000 reasons to bless the Lord, you need to get started right now. From the LifeWord team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages in 121 countries, and to a potential audience of 2 billion people, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.